And now I'm extremely honored to announce Mein bedrohliches Gedicht. It's a theater play which is speaking about a real thing, a real poem by the poet, Palestinian poet, Doreen Tatour. And she was looking outside of her windows, outside of her doors, and wrote down things that she saw. And then, because of this poem, she was arrested in 2015 and had 5 months in prison, actually. And it's giving me goosebumps already, probably for you as well. And that's why we're extremely honored to have Lamiz Amar here. She is a Palestinian actress who also already had a prize at Sundance Festival, so we're very honored to have you here. And also Moyet Al-Saleh, who is also an actor, who is also living in Berlin. And we're, very happy to have you both here and to bring this story and experience and horrible matters that Doreen had to endure to our stage, and bringing us this inspiration in a way. And 2023, we already saw this piece in Berlin, and we were very happy that you now were able to come here, and this is your applause.
Thank you. I wake up in panic from my parents' shouts. It's 3:30 in the morning on the 11th of October 2015. I get up, open my door. There stand few soldiers with guns and high-tech equipment, fingers on the triggers. Two of them enter my room, checking every corner. Pens and notebooks all over, a camera with equipment, photos and paintings on the walls, lots of books, French perfumes, my two cats, Caddy and Simba, on the bed, a guitar, and... is that your oud? They seem disappointed by my room. They take my computer, my mobile phone, and my ID card and put manacles on my hands and foot. Look, don't you want to see him? You are a perfect match. You are happy to hear that voice, aren't you? You are a terrorist just like him. A policeman shows me the screen of his phone from which he's playing me Hassan Nasrallah playing a speech. I don't answer. I focus on the policeman's shirt and try to read the name tag over his pocket. I can't. He fixed it in a way that makes it impossible to see. A few air conditioning vents are directed at the iron chair I'm sitting on that is gradually turning into ice. I freeze and begin to shiver. You are charged with incitement, promoting violence and terror through posts on Facebook. What is your response?
Without a lawyer, I will not speak.
You are charged with posting a picture of terrorist Isra Abed. You are charged with writing that you wish to be a shaheed. Ismi, عائلتي, جنسيتي, لغتي, حروفي, كلماتي, نقاطي, فواصلي, a holding cell in the court, a narrow rectangle of a cell, 2.5 steps wide, 3 steps length, a blue iron door, the air conditioning running on high, the entrance to the toilet is open, easily visible from the cell's main door, and there's a surveillance camera hanging from the ceiling. I try all positions possible to make my body rest for a second on this cold concrete floor. I was a shy, well-behaved student, smart and ambitious. I always knew I would be a writer when I grew up. I remember that the teacher gave me a spelling notebook in Arabic after I got the best grade 3 times in a row. She gave me a red sticker, putting it on my forehead, and a green one on my notebook, and asked the whole class to applaud. I went home happy, the applause echoing in my ears, and the new spelling notebook in my hand. I'm asked to put my hands through the hatch. I'm cuffed. A female soldier holds the chain and drags me along behind her. She tells me that there will be new investigations, but first, a search. I take off my jewelry. I take off everything, but I leave my watch. It's one of the prisoner's rights. Hands up. Take your shoes off. She puts on plastic gloves and passes the electronic device over my whole body. She begins searching my body with her hands. She demands that I take off my hijab, undo my braid, take my hair tie off and wear my hair down, open my mouth and stick my tongue out and let it move in all directions, move my head, strip. If you don't take off your clothes by consent, I will rape you. I strip naked, her hands on me. She inspects my body. My body feels like an object. She has to go through every point. She looks at my body, she smiles and touches me everywhere. I am moving back till I bump into a wall. That a yeoman أوقفوني قيدوني كبلوا جسمي وظلي بل وكلي ثم قالوا فتشوها إنه الإرهاب فيها قلبوا في الفؤاد والعيون فتشوا حتى المشاعر من عيوني أخرجوا نبض الأماني من فؤادي حرزوا رسم المعاني ثم قالوا احذروها في الجيوب إنها تخفي سلاحا فتشوها انزعوا منها القنابل فتشوني ثم قالوا لاتهامي لم نجد في جيبها إلا حروفا لم نجد إلا القصيدة. What is your position on violence? What is your position on violence? There is a poem here, resist my people, resist them, and you read it with a clip in the background showing the intifada.
قاومهم يا شعبي قاوم قاوم أطماع المستوطن مزق دستورا من عار قد حمل الذل القهار أوقفنا عن رد الحق قاومهم يشع بي قاوم واتبع قافلة الشهداء قتلوا الأطفال بلا ذنب وهديل قنصوها علنا قتلوها في وطح نار ومحمد قلعوا عينيه صلبوه رسموا الآلات في جسد صبوا الأحقاد بعلي شعلوا النيران حرقوا أمالا في المهدي قاوم أخبات المستعرب لا تصغي السمع لأذناب ربطونا بالوهم السلم لا ترهب ألسن مركافة إن الحق بقلبك أقوى ما دمت تقاوم في وطن عاش الغزوات وما كل فعلي نادى من قبره قاوم يا شعبي يا ثائر وانثرني عودا من ندي قد صرت الرد لأشلائي قاوم يا شعبي قاومهم.
My poem is charged. From that moment on, I had a number, 9022438. I became a political prisoner. They said, from now on, you'll be identified as security prisoner, and they take me to solitary confinement. My days in that stone box felt like years. Can I have a paper and a pencil, please? Can I have a paper and a pencil, please? I wouldn't even know whether the warden heard me or not. Sometimes I push my feet against the door for minutes. Noise vanishes in this cell. The only present sound is that of the leaking water faucet. Day and night, it was dripped ceaselessly. Two times a day, three of the criminal case prisoners show up out of nowhere while cursing me. Terrorist. She is crazy. Terrorist. Little by little, I lost my dignity in that cell. Everything that surrounds me is about to drive me crazy. I'm turning into a whole other person. Hallucinating and constantly talking to myself out loud. Sometimes I shout to ease my agitation about that leaking fast. The door opens suddenly. An Israeli policeman enters the cell while holding a feminine pink perfume bottle. Doors closed. He spray me with that perfume and say, "You are so pretty. Your eyes are beautiful. I will find you a good husband from one of my men. What do you say?" I can't hold myself. I shout at him and curse him repeatedly, but that still doesn't stop or deter him. So I back away to be as distant as possible and keep him from touching me. He tries to put his left hand on my face and his right hand in which he's holding the perfume bottle on my breast. With my shackled hands, I push him away and yell as loud as possible. He backs away, slams the door. He vanishes. I try to work out what his name was, but his badge was not pinned to his shirt. I have an unbearable headache. I ask the warden for a painkiller. After an hour, she gives me a yellow pill. I go back to the bed and look at the pill. I feel an annoying need to write, strange longings for a pen that I haven't felt before. I try to write on the wall with the yellow pill. I can't. It's cold. I zip up my coat and close it. And then I get an idea. I take off the coat and take down the clasp of the zipper. I try to write with it on the wall. it works. First, I write my name, Darin Tatur. Then the date, November 1st, 2015. And the time, 10 past 9. مغتصبو الأطفال ليسوا إلا قطعان ذئاب مذعورة تتخيل كل ضحية من ضحاياها شعلة نار تلاحقهم للأبد. One morning in the prison yard for the registration officer, I see a group of soldiers, and among them a boy, a young prisoner. From his appearance, I understand that he's barely 12 years old. He is bound with various chains, manacles on his arms and legs, and an additional chain binding his hand and leg cuffs to a ring in the middle. His left arm is bandaged. The child can barely walk, his chains seeming to weigh more than he does. Every few steps he stops to rest and catch his breath, but the soldiers force him to keep moving. They come towards me a few steps from where I'm standing. His feet get caught up in the chains. He loses his balance, falls, and begins to cry. Habibi, انتي أقوى منهم. He rises to his feet. His shadow keeps chasing my thoughts constantly. Ahmed Manasra. After 3 months in prison, the prosecutor transferred me to strict house arrest. I was in house arrest for 2 years, 6 months, and 18 days. Outside my house, the world kept turning. Life is evolving. But during the time I was under house arrest, the more my poetry became published, translated into many languages, and heard by more and more people, I began looking for a lawyer. The testimony hearing began. The translator of my poem turned out to be an Israeli police officer who had studied some Arabic in high school. He admitted the errors discovered in his translations. After him came an expert on Hebrew poetry to determine what a poem is and if I am a poet at all. Then for several hours, a professional translator was questioned so as to interpret the word Shaheed in the context of the poem. An entire trial goes on over a poem and some publications in Arabic when no one there understands the language or the culture or the context in which they were written. The court ruling was delayed again and again and again. When the verdict came at last, the judge read it out in an unheard voice. I was found guilty of all charges. I'm no longer charged. I have now been officially convicted of incitement to terror, violence, and support of terror. After 59 courts, 2 years, 6 months and 18 days, they sentenced me to more 5 months in prison, and I will go back to prison again on the 8th of August 2018. They put me in prison because of one poem, but I wrote at this time 179 new poems. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lamise and Moyad. Thank you also to the team. It was a beautiful experience. And thank you all for joining here in Fusion.